Yes, time to catch up with the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, Craig Neiman. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. We have more things happening around the city than you can shake a stick at the moment.
Exactly.
Yeah, so let's bang through a few of them. The chrysanthemum display. Hello, I said it correctly. You beauty.
I was hoping you were going to say it and I didn't have to. That's great.
Well, there you go. Anyway,
it's an interesting word, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, it is, it is. But the display will be interesting too and beautiful.
Yeah, it's on at the conservatory in Roslyn Park right now, and it's a beautiful display. So it's open and available for people to go and have a look at. So I encourage anyone that's got a little bit of time up their sleeve to wander in and have a good look at that. It's a good reminder of Mother's Day just around the corner too, Robbo.
Yeah.
And tell us about the Golden Square Heritage, because we're part of the Golden Square Heritage here at Gold Central Victoria.
This is more about places than people, Steve.
Oh, no, there's a building here.
So we've been undertaking some heritage work, trying to identify sites around Golden Square. We do this right across our built environment and even our natural environment across the municipality, but our focus at the moment is Golden Square. We've done a lot of research and identified 70 different places where we think there's some significance in terms of heritage. So we've been looking at maps and surveys and receiving submissions from people driving around and having a good look. And those 70 different places include homes, community buildings, poppet heads, railway bridges, trees, in fact, the Bendigo Creek itself, which has got is very significant, as Golden Square was the place where gold was first found in Bendigo, in the Bendigo Creek.
Yep.
Mining landscapes, there's even a fuel bunker from World War II. So trying to now do some more work on those and identify which ones really stand out. If anyone's interested to learn more about that, they can visit the City of Greater Bendigo website and go to GS Heritage and they'll find out more about that.
So a bunker in Bendigo, I mean, was somebody just overly cautious or were we under threat of attack in World War II?
A bit of both, probably.
Right, okay. Yeah.
You know, when Darwin and Sydney were in the mix, people took action. You just find these things.
Yeah.
No one really knows about them too much, but absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, talking of planes, not bombing, but just planes, the city welcoming more Qantas flights for Bendigo as well. That's great.
Yeah, terrific news. Qantas came back on board as soon as they could get up in the air, really, again, in domestic flights at least. So we're going to two flights per day. So two flights in, two flights out per day for 7 days a week from the 24th of May, which is great news. So there'll be a flight leaves Bendigo at 6:30 a.m. That'll arrive in Sydney at about 11:40, and there'll be a flight come into Bendigo at, I'm just trying to find my numbers here, Robbo, later in the morning, and then leave around midday.
Okay.
There'll be one come back into Bendigo in the evening at 8:20, so that plane stays overnight, has
right.
a sleepover,
yep.
and then flies out the next morning. So really good that those services have been well patronised and that people are using the Qantas flights, and they're very keen to keep them going, so that's great news.
And the details are on the Qantas website if anyone wants to look those flights up anyway, aren't they? So
sure,
that's
absolutely, yeah.
Okay, the city's going to fill up again, I reckon, on the weekend after next, 7th and 9th of May, for the Writers' Festival.
Yeah, big annual event, although we couldn't have it last year. A huge event from Friday the 7th to Sunday the 9th of May. The Writers' Festival has been going for quite a number of years now, and it attracts a lot of people interested in hearing from the different writers over a host of different writing topics. This is an opportunity for anyone, young people, old people, anyone that's interested in hearing from these people. They have interactive sessions, discussions and guest speakers and all that sort of thing. So a really great opportunity to hear from some of Australia's best writers. It's on at the Capitol Theatre, Alumbra Theatre and the Bendigo Library. There's a program on the Bendigo Tourism website, so for anyone that's interested, go to the website and have a look. You've probably got to book tickets for any particular session that you want to attend.
All righty. And just quickly before we leave us, the new exhibition highlighting the 60s. This sounds fantastic.
Yeah, at the... what do you, what, I'm just trying to...
The old post office.
Right here. The old post office, that's right. So what a great opportunity to go back through the history in the 1960s, which is a pretty significant time. Lots of change happened through the 60s. Some of us were born in the 60s, Robbo and Steve. Yeah, a great exhibition. It's been curated by Ewan McGilvray, who's done some fantastic work even through the Melbourne Museum. He's gone and talked to people who grew up, lived, worked in the 60s and put on a fantastic display of memorabilia, and there'll be lots of reminiscing for anyone that wants to go through there, or even for younger people to go through and really understand what Australia and Bendigo was like back in the 60s. So,
yeah, fascinating.
Free exhibition. Until the 27th of August, 29th of August.
Sounds good. Hey, Craig, listen, have a great day and a great week, and look forward to chatting again next week.
Terrific. Thank you. Thanks, good on you. Thanks, Steve.
All right, bye.
Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, on the Wake Up Call, Gold Central Victoria. Good morning.